An overwhelming number of characters in children's media have historically tended to be white. But the U.S. population has changed. Nearly half of people under the age of 18 are people of color. Yet studies show that the characters in children's books and television do not reflect that change at all. We reported on those studies, and today we bring you recommendations. NPR's Elizabeth Blair asked children's media experts to tell us about recent kids' entertainment that gets high marks for both storytelling and inclusion.
Princess Dajrai Johnson is a member of the Nitsai Gutchin, Indigenous peoples in Alaska. She's also a writer and producer on the PBS show Molly from Denali. One of her recommendations is the new Netflix series, City of Ghosts.
I just love how it relates so deeply to place.
A group of kids in Los Angeles learns about the city's history by talking to the ghosts of people who lived in different neighborhoods.
It was a few weeks ago. I was playing by the trees and I heard a voice. I looked around, but there was nobody there.
In one episode, a member of the Ghost Club hears a voice whenever he visits a park near the river. For research, the kids talk to members of the indigenous Tongva. One of them translates what the voice is saying.
Every pebble, a planet. Every stone, a grave.
It's so amazing to see this sort of like depth and connection to place that really honors the first peoples of that place.
Sometimes a story is a window, and sometimes it's a mirror, says Mariana Diaz-Vioncek, a diversity, equity, and inclusion consultant for children's media.
The shows that are, and characters that resonate the most are actually both. You see yourself reflected in them, but you also get to learn about other things.
Diaz-Vioncek spent several years as head of education and research for Dora the Explorer. Today, she's a consultant on the new show, Alma's Way.
Here she comes, beaming with pride and something to say. Hear those drums, playing Alma's Way.
Created by Sonia Manzano of Sesame Street fame, Alma is a Puerto Rican girl from the Bronx. Her friends are of different races, ethnicities, and abilities. But they also face kid-sized challenges you might find anywhere.
I hate to say it, but our clubhouse is kind of plain.
Yeah, too cardboardy.
Totally. The first mission of the Cardboard Club should be to decorate our clubhouse.
Alma's Way was recommended by Rutgers professor Amy Jordan, who co-edits the Journal of Children and Media.
The colors pop, the characters are vivid. It's just a really well-done program. It's taking on what are often very common childhood issues about how to be a good friend, or if you want to be good at something, you need to practice that something.
Alma also makes it cool to be inclusive.
Can I come in?
Yeah, everyone can play with us.
Diaz-Vioncek says Alma's open and welcoming attitude was intentional.
It matters more how we represent a community that supports all people than how we represent each individual. So you have the responsibility as a producer to create a world that serves everyone.
But stories about individuals, even ones who don't look like you, can also help kids feel less alone. Take the picture book Nana Akua Goes to School by Tricia Elam Walker, winner of this year's Ezra Jack Keats Writers Award. Zura is a little girl who wants to bring her West African grandmother to school for Grandparents' Day, but she's afraid the traditional tribal markings on her face will frighten her classmates. It happened once before.
On their way home, a little boy pointed at Nana, and Zura heard him say to his mother, "That lady looks scary."
I think all kids will resonate with Zura's fears of being different.
Deborah Pope is the executive director of the Ezra Jack Keats Foundation. In the story, Nana Akua does go to Zura's school for Grandparents' Day.
"And I brought some special makeup so that each of you can have beautiful African symbols on your face, too."
Her grandmother just aces the situation by showing how she can make differences familiar and therefore bridge the cultural gap.
Embracing your culture, your personality, and your dreams is at the heart of our next recommendation for diverse children's media, the picture book, The Me I Choose to Be, written by Natasha Tarpley.
Some may think they know who I am, but here's what you must understand. My creativity and curiosity flow without end, and if I meet an obstacle, I just begin again.
Each page of this book is a wildly imaginative photograph of a different child of color. A majestic girl in a silver dress looks to the sky, holding a fiery planet in her hand. A ballerina dances across a luminous violet night sky.
The images are just amazing.
The Me I Choose to Be is recommended by Kevin Clark, a former professor at George Mason University's College of Education and Human Development. He says the photography by Regis and Karen Bethencourt will inspire kids.
They're uplifting, they're bright, they're vibrant, they're unlike anything I've ever seen in a children's picture book.
Kevin Clark has been working in the children's media space for more than 20 years. He's watched the evolution of efforts to make kids' content more diverse, and he's seen some strides. But he says there needs to be more people of color at every level of the process, from creation to finance and marketing.
People are having to justify or to present books in a way that so that other people can understand it and be connected to it, and then they'll free up the resources to be able to get it out to a wider audience. So I think having more people in these rooms and in positions of power to make these decisions can also be helpful.
With nearly half of all people under 18, people of color, content creators might want to see diversity as more than an afterthought. For more recommendations of diverse children's media, check out the NPR website at npr.org. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.